You are lonely, but you don't have to be. You have so many great qualities. Just think of all the single ladies out there who are waiting to hear from you. Whether you are looking for lasting love or just a little fun, this is the only guide to online dating you'll ever need. Within the hour, you'll be on your way to eternal happiness. Let's get started. When creating your username, keep in mind that it should be concise and easy to remember. Make it personal. If you're a dancer, maybe try HipDancer21.
Find me at Cyclops 15. Cyclops 1 through 14 were taken.
Now, choose a tagline that will attract the woman you want. Secret. Do what no one else is doing.
I'm 8 feet tall, and I have one giant eye.
What are your interests? Be honest, but enticing.
I hand sew my own shoes using a needle made from the fang of a wolf. I sleep hot. I want nothing more than a sheet on my bed, even in winter, even in a cave.
Know who your target is. Where does she live? What does she look like? What hobbies does she have?
I like fat girls, old girls, tall girls, tired girls, girls who lack adequate clothing, girls whose best idea for getting my attention is to send a photo of themselves holding suggestive popsicles, their fists covered in red melt, girls in wheelchairs, girls who work professionally at the Renaissance Fair. You could choose other men, men who like to think about feet, men who have thick back hair, men whose greatest pride is the time they flew to a nearby nation and tried to deplete its stores of alcohol and slept on the beach one night. Wasn't that so fun? And when they woke up, everything had been stolen or lost, and they had to walk back to the pastel yellow hotel naked in the early heat of another day in paradise. Everyone has had good times. Everyone has a picture of himself in front of a pinkening sunset with a glass of white wine. Choose them if you want to. Choose me if you want someone to hold you above his head in the moonlight. Bite your wrist until the first rust comes out.
Tell the ladies a little more about yourself. What's your own unique story?
The first generation of Cyclopes were forgers. The next generation, my generation, was a band of thuggish shepherds living in the grasslands of Sicily. We trapped so-called heroes in our caves. We bit into the warm butter of a human leg. But the only one who got famous for it was my brother. We still live under volcanoes, hacking at iron, trying to revive the old tradition. I left home, too hot, too old, and live in Washington State. I like the fog. I like the rain. My volcano is more famous than any of my brother's volcanoes. I never hear from them. They're not on email. I teach online English classes, not to get paid, but because I like to feel smarter than someone else. I teach all the classic books, except the Odyssey. My photos are taken in profile. Maybe there's time to get braver, to embrace my own unique beauty. I subscribe to the magazines that tell me we are all beautiful if only we can learn to tap into our potential. I am me, and no one else is me, and that is a miracle. I am a miracle. The downside, my mother has been dead for some hundreds of years, so you'll never meet her. The upside, my father is the god of the sea, so we can guarantee good weather on our honeymoon cruise. He's shitty at love, my dad. He smells like an overcleaned wound, and he won't quit working. Every day and every night, somewhere in one of the world's oceans, my father is striking the surface of the abyss with swords of fire.
Do you smoke? Do you drink? How often? often do you exercise? Do you support charities that help animals? With an unexpected bonus, would you A. donate to a cause you really believe in? B. save half and spend the rest? C. celebrate with your friends and margaritas?
If you want me to set a trap, I'll set a trap. The first date picking blueberries in the whitest, cleanest sunlight, tin pails. I'll bring sandwiches and chilled Chardonnay and tell you that we are already the good people we wanted to become. Maybe you'll be generous and keep up the conversation all afternoon. Pretty Karen 98 was generous. Pretty Karen 98 looked into my eye when we chatted online and laughed at my jokes. But she never answered my messages after our date, even though her status was still marked single.